New Hampshire is losing one of its biggest annual economic engines. Track owners announced this week that the September NASCAR race held at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun will be relocated to Las Vegas. The town will still host a midsummer race, but as NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, local businesses are bracing for the impact.
The Eggshell Restaurant serves up plenty of omelets and pancakes, even when there isn't a big race in town. Bob Wilcox says the food here is surprisingly good, but the news that Loudoun is losing its September race...
It is very bad. It could be catastrophic for a small town.
At its peak, more than 90,000 fans would flood Loudoun on race weekends to watch stock cars circle the mile-long oval.
Four fans are on their feet here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Green flag is in the air.
But NASCAR's popularity is sagging nationally. Television ratings are down, and tracks are struggling to sell tickets. Still, for Loudoun, this is big business. A 2011 study found that the two NASCAR race weekends generated $180 million annually for New Hampshire's economy. A small portion of that traditionally goes to Susan Gelinas. She rents out parking spots on her property.
Usually it's $10. It's not that expensive. We live about a quarter of a mile from the track.
Besides the loss of some of that income, she says there's also a bit of bruised pride.
My kids are going to be, they're very disappointed that they won't be having the two races. My youngest is a big Kyle Busch fan.
The parent company of the New Hampshire Motor Speedway also owns a track in Las Vegas. That city offered up a multi-million dollar sponsorship arrangement to move the September race, and this week the deal was signed. But David McGrath, the general manager of the Loudoun facility, reiterated during a press conference that there still is NASCAR in New Hampshire.
Don't forget, we still have a July race, and it's going to be here for a long time. We will work as a team to make that race bigger and better than it's ever been. But more importantly, we are not going to stop there.
McGrath says the track will look to bring in other types of racing and potentially big-name musical acts or festivals to round out the calendar, although that's something the town has opposed. Back at the Eggshell Restaurant, Loudoun resident Dick Wright says there is a trade-off made when hosting these large events.
It's always been somewhat of a nuisance, but that's a short period of time, a few hours, and I think the people have adjusted to that.
A few miles down Route 106 from the track, Sonny Shaw helps run the Quality Inn. He says they've got 69 rooms and on race weekends...
sold out every single one of them.
But Shaw is optimistic that the track will figure out new ways to bring people to Loudoun.
It's going to hurt the business. We are sure for that, but we can cover it up. That'd be okay.
And Shaw points out that the move won't take place until 2018. This year, there's still two big race weekends to make money off of. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.